The Deaton Contemporary Dance Company will perform with members of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, coming up on February 17th and 18th at the Victoria Theater. I'm Larry Carassel with Arts Focus, and with dancer and rehearsal director Devin Baker and senior artistic advisor for DCDC, Kevin Ward. This season, you're beginning a new special collaboration with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. Kevin, tell me about that. How did that come about?
Debbie London Diggs, the artistic director, had conversations with Peter about some collaboration. We're also going to be collaborating with the orchestra this spring. This was a first opportunity for us to get together, and the production of Esplanade, which is the work they'll be performing, is a big deal for the company, so we wanted to have as many bells and whistles going off and, you know, flashing lights as possible, because this is a great moment.
And when is this performance and where?
February 17th and 18th, Saturday and Sunday, at the Victoria Theater.
And members of the Springfield Symphony will be joining you to accompany the performance.
Yes, they will, and conducted by Peter Stafford Wilson.
And Devin, as rehearsal director, what do you get to do during this performance?
I will be sitting down watching the dancers perform. I've had the pleasure of helping Miss Ruthie, who came in from the Paul Taylor Organization, restage the ballet on DCDC. I will be enjoying it with the audience.
What's this ballet about?
Esplanade itself was choreographed or first premiered in 1975. How the story goes, Paul Taylor was inspired by watching a young girl running for the bus one morning. And so when you see the piece has like highs and lows, but it's athletic and it's very delightful and very joyful. It's to the music of Bach. So I always tell people, I say, if your buy-in to dance isn't actually dance, definitely come for the music itself. The music is spectacular.
The music is two Bach concertos. The first is the concerto for violin number 2 in E major, and then the second part is the double concerto in D minor. The D minor double concerto has been used several times, once by George Balanchine. And it's just interesting to see these two genius choreographers' different takes on the same music. If you look at them side by side, neither of them fails by the comparison. They're both reflective of 20th century master works by two of 20th century's greatest choreographers.
What's the choreographic style of this piece?
Paul Taylor was inspired by that found art movement of the 60s and 70s. These were those painters designers like Rauschenberg and Jasper Johns, who've collected different things from the street and just pasted them on their canvases. Paul Taylor did the same thing with movement. He, like Devin just said, he saw someone running, he decided he's going to use that, and he uses all these pedestrian movements like falling, running, skipping, jumping, cradling, carrying. And he's created this masterwork, just incredible masterwork. You'd never believe that you could assemble something that genius, that worthy of presentation from such humble origins.
Esplanade is such a major work, and having the opportunity to do Paul Taylor's work, particularly this piece, would be like you having a classic Colt Mustang and you're saying, hey, Devin, I'm going to let you borrow the car. So we get to do that. And not only do we get to do it, we are the first predominantly Black or African-American companies to get to do his work. The music itself is just spectacular. Come see the music. The history behind it is another draw-in. The set design, if you're a visual artist, definitely come check it out. It's just beautiful all around.
Devin Baker and Kevin Ward from the Deaton Contemporary Dance Company. Their performance in Modern Moves, joined by members of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Victoria Theater. Get more details at dcdc.org. I'm Larry Carassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.